AM 1420 WAMV, the song is called I'll Meet Him There. And this is, but you didn't know this is National Women's Health Week. Well, it is, now through the 18th, which empowers women to talk about life's changes, which nobody likes to do. We call it other things and kind of beat around the bush. Well, somebody who doesn't beat around the bush is psychologist Vivian Diller, who is here to talk to us about why we celebrate National Women's Health Week and various changes and things like that. Doctor, good morning. It's a pleasure to have you.
Good morning to talk to you.
So why celebrate National Women's Health Week? And for some women, is it really a celebration?
Well, the purpose of National Women's Health Week is just a reminder this week, but every single week of the year, that women have to put their own health as a priority. You know, women tend to put their own well-being and behind the needs of others. Probably we're hardwired to do that. We take care of our children. We take care of our elderly parents, and we get sandwiched between, and sometimes we neglect ourselves, especially during middle age. So this is a good reminder that if we want to live long and healthy lives well into our 80s and 90s, this is the time to make sure we get those annual checkups, to make the appointments for the mammogram, to make sure we're looking after our bone density, you know, the kinds of things, Bob, you might not think you have to do, but I would encourage you to, you know, tell the women in your audience. It's crucial that we do that. And I've partnered with Poise brand because they have made a great effort to get women to talk about a period of time in their life that up until recently has been stigmatized, their menopausal experience.
Yeah, it really has. And I guess we live in such a youth-oriented culture, don't we?
Yes, which makes it all that much harder for women to be out and open about the fact that they're getting a hot flash or that they're suffering moodiness or insomnia because their hormones are changing. You know, they associate this time in their life with loss because if you pay attention too closely to the culture, it makes it seem that any time you're past the age of 20 or 30, it all goes downhill from there. And that's just not true. We're seeing much more evidence these days that women are living very active, vital lives well into their 80s and 90s. I mean, we had Hillary Clinton as our former Secretary of State. And so we really can't pay too much attention to that youth-driven media. We have to actually battle a bit against it with the millions of women, 50 million women, I think, in North America alone are hitting midlife. We have to join together to convey a different message.
Yeah, that certainly is true. So there doesn't, I guess you're saying in a way that there doesn't need to be an emotional impact of menopause when it comes to self-image.
Not exactly. I think there is an emotional impact, partly because it's hormonally driven. Women will feel the ups and downs of their emotional changes just like they did when they were adolescents and were going through puberty. It's more about not being so frightened by it, not feeling like it's a signal that they should go underground, hide away. In fact, look at other women your age and, you know, talk to them and recognize we're all going through it. It's not an illness. It is a transitional phase that we do have to deal with. It's one of the reasons Poise is creating products to alleviate these symptoms. So we can't ignore that they're symptoms, but we don't have to be frightened by them.
Mm-hmm. So, and how much can the symptoms really be mitigated?
Well, for example, hot flashes is probably the symptom that most women complain about most often. And what they don't always talk about is how out of control they feel because they come on suddenly. They can happen, you know, 2 times a day. They can happen 50 times a day. What we are learning is that the more women understand what's going on and the more women feel some control over the symptom, using a gel that the Poise brand has created makes women feel as if this is not something that's taking over their bodies, but they're taking charge over their symptoms.
Very interesting. of course, men not having to go through all of that, I have no idea what it feels like, really.
No, but you know the parallel you might be able to make is if you watch on television, you're seeing all these ads for ED medication, right? Men are challenged by their decreasing potency. Uh-huh. All you have to do is, in your mind, make the parallel and say, that's frightening to men, too.
Yeah.
So women have, in some way, a parallel experience, and we all, actually, men and women, all those 78 million baby boomers can join together and recognize this is a phase of life. We're going to be living through it much longer than our previous generations, and we can empower each other and not feel embarrassed by it.
Wow. And, you know, it also is interesting that men and women are living much longer than they used to. People are living well into their 80s and 90s. And so when this happens, it happens almost in midlife, doesn't it?
Yes. Midlife is a moving target, by the way. You know, it used to be that midlife we thought of as one's 40s because it's the midpoint between age adulthood, which is in your 20s, to the end of life, which used to be about 48 or 50. Now that the life expectancy has moved to about 81 for women, we have to really consider that midpoint as moving forward. What is different for women than it is for men is that there is an actual biological marker, which is the end of their ability to have children. And when women hit that point, and I don't even call it midlife because it can happen at various times.
Mm-hmm.
When they hit that midpoint, it does strike a chord in some very basic psychological way that something is over and something else has to take its place. And that's what I'm trying to do as a psychologist, give women the feeling that although something is ending and we do have to sort of mourn the end of that period, there is a beginning of something else, a new stage of life, and there's a lot to actually look forward to in that next stage of life.
Besides getting out the patio furniture and lounging around and doing nothing.
Oh, we're seeing many, many women and men, by the way, do more than just sit in their rocking chair and or go out to the golf course. I use Hillary Clinton as a good example. I mean, she's a role model for lots of women who are doing more with their lives now than ever before. But in order to do that, and this is why we have National Women's Health Week, we have to take care of ourselves all along the way.
Yeah, I guess you can get away with more when you're young than you can when you're old, but you should be taking care of yourself all along.
Sure. The good piece of news is that we get smarter as we get older, so even though we can get away with a lot when we're younger, as we age, we make better choices. I always remind people that, you know, you might have been able to stay out all night and, you know, have a little more alcohol. As you get older, making good choices actually makes you feel better, and many, many people are saying they never felt better in their lives, and I actually believe it.
You know, so much in the culture has been influenced by the boomer generation. It's been from rock and roll to you name it. Do you kind of think that maybe because there are going to be so many folks of older age around that it's going to somewhat reverse the shift of this youth-obsessed culture?
I think you bring up a very important point, and absolutely yes. What we do know by just nature of how many of baby boomers exist. I think the number is the first group turned 65 in 2011, and every single day for the next 19 years, 10,000 will every single day will turn 65. That's a huge number. They have marketing power and purchasing power. We will inevitably change the way we define what it means to age because we're the first generation that will be living so much longer and have the power to influence consumers, marketing. So I do think that is absolutely true.
Should be an interesting time. Well, Doctor, thank you very much for sharing your expertise and some great information about Women's Health Week. And where can people go to find out more?
I have a website, VivianDiller.com. I wrote a book called Face It, What Women Really Feel As Their Looks Change. There's lots of information in that book. And I would recommend looking at Poise.com. There's information by experts, by other women going through menopause, and products that are designed specifically for menopausal women. It's a great resource, and I would suggest you take a look.
That's great. Great title of your book, by the way.
Thank you.
Dr. Vivian Diller, thank you so much for being with us.
Good to talk to you, Bob.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
National Women's Health Week goes all the way through this week until the 18th, and women across the country called upon to focus on their health and take steps towards a longer and happier life.